This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why would she keep telling the same lie? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 42 and my boyfriend is 47. When we met, he was going through a divorce and he lived with his brother. He would go missing on weekends and his wife started calling me with lies, saying that when he wasn't with me, he was back at home with his family. I have no idea where their house is, so I could not ride by the house to see if my boyfriend was there. And the last time he disappeared, he said that he and his brother were gambling all night and his phone died. His brother confirmed it. I trust that he's being honest. I asked how his wife got my number, and he said he gave it to her in case of emergency with the kids. He had to know that wasn't a good idea because she calls me a homewrecker. A year into our relationship, he had to move back home because his brother's girlfriend was moving in. I asked why he couldn't get his own place, and he said he has bad credit, so he's moving back to the house that he still pays for. His wife called me again to say that her husband was back at home, and I should give up hope that he'll ever leave again. I always record our conversation so I could play it back to my boyfriend. He heard the last conversation and he said that she keeps telling me the same lie because she wants their marriage to work out. I know he's trying to get out of the marriage because I've heard him talking to his lawyer. I would never believe his crazy wife, and I'm tired of her feeding me all of her lies. I got my number changed so I can live in peace with my boyfriend. I've talked to him and FaceTimed him, so I know he's not in the bed with her. What other proof do I need that she's a liar? She's a liar. Okay, this is not about her. Let's start the letter there. This is not about her, his ex-wife, and the lies you think she's telling you. This is about you and the lies you're telling yourself. You've got to see through some of this stuff. You've just got to, because he's always, for some crazy reason, at his wife's house. Have you figured that out? Either he was MIA on the weekends, or he has bad credit and can't get his own place, or he had to move back to his wife because his brother's girlfriend was moving in where he was staying. Well, what does it matter the reason anyway? Right now, he's back in the house, okay, with his wife, with his family. Keyword, wife, because he is still married to this woman. So instead of talking about living in peace with your boyfriend and all that, or recording your conversations with his wife, why don't you just leave him alone until he's divorced completely, officially divorced? Then you won't have all this drama to worry about in your life. It's simple. Steve?
Here's a letter. Here's the whole letter. Why would she keep telling the same lie? The reason we all tell the same lie is because you keep believing it. That's it in a nutshell. Let's quit playing around. If I told you that the reason I didn't come home that weekend, because I was out gambling with my brother and my phone died, and you said, oh, okay. Then the next time you ask me, where were you that weekend? You know what I'm going to say? I was with my brother gambling at the casino and the phone died. Do you know what that is? That's the same lie. And why would I keep telling it? Because you keep believing it. You know what I love about this letter? I love the lady that wrote it. I wish I could meet women like you. Where are they? I've never had these before. You. No, really. You believe Everything he says, and your whole one goal in life is to justify everything he says. It doesn't create a moment of pause for you of nothing. He'll go missing on the weekends, and his wife started calling me with lies, saying that he wasn't with me, he was back home with his family. You don't know that. So you believed him when he said he wasn't, but well, where was he then? If he wasn't back home with this lady, where was he? I have no idea where that house is, so I couldn't ride by the house to see if my boyfriend was there. Okay. The last time he disappeared, he said him and his brother was gambling all night and his phone died. You believe that, so that's good. His brother confirmed it. What he supposed to do? My brother go along with whatever, man. If I call my brother and say, hey, man, look, if you get a call from so-and-so, this is where I was. All right, I got you there. He hang up. Ain't no, well, where was you and all this here? That's my brother. I trust that he's being honest. Okay, well, there you have it. What you write me and Shirley for? If you trust he's being honest, I asked how his wife got my number. He said he gave it to her in case of emergency with the kids. What? Boy, the emergency with the kids, she called you. Let me explain to you how she got his number. He left the phone laying down at the house when he was asleep back over there, and she got your number. Look, I'm not divorced, and I'm going to give my wife my current girlfriend's number. Lady, there ain't a man on planet Earth going to do that. But if you want to, you want to believe that he's honest and you're going to justify it, then I'm here for you. When I come back, let's just go along with all the rest of the lies. When we come back, we'll be, let's just go along with the rest of them.
All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response.
But you know what, Shirley?
Huh?
Here's the deal, though.
What?
If you tell somebody the truth, mm-hmm. and they don't believe you, that ain't your fault.
Yeah, truly.
My daddy taught that to me. If you tell somebody the truth and they don't believe you, that ain't your fault.
That's right. All right, subject of today's Strawberry Letter, why would she keep telling the same lie? We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why would she keep telling the same lie? Why?
Look, very quickly, let me sum up this letter for you. Why would she keep telling the same lie? Because you keep believing it. Mm-hmm. You 42, your husband's boyfriend 47. When y'all met, he was going through a divorce. He was living with his brother. He would disappear on the weekends. You couldn't find him. The wife would call you on your phone and tell you she's back with his family. He would disappear on other weekends. He told you he was with his brother at a casino gambling and his phone died. You called his brother. His brother confirmed it. That's what brothers do.
Yeah.
You believe that one right there. You don't know how his wife got your phone number. He told you he gave it to her in case there was an emergency with the kids. What he got to give you her number? She got his number. You the daddy. And let me ask you, let me tell you something else. What man gives his wife his current girlfriend number? Who do that? Where he stay? who these people?
This is so perfect.
Man.
So beautiful.
And he had to know that wasn't a good idea because she calls me a home wrecker. Mm-hmm. Okay. A year into our relationship, he had to move back home because his brother's girlfriend was moving in. His brother's girlfriend was moving in. Yeah. So I asked why he couldn't get his own place. He said he got bad credit, so he moving back to the house where he still pay for. He didn't want to come stay with you?
Yeah.
He went back home. Then guess what? His wife called me back to say their husband was back at home. and I should give up hope that he'll ever leave again. Always record our conversation so I can play it back for the boyfriend. What you got to play that back for? Didn't she say he back home? Didn't he say just he went back home? He told you it's for bad credit. She said he back home and you should give up hope he ain't ever leaving again.
Ever.
You recorded that. He heard the last conversation and said she keeps telling me the same lie because she wants their marriage to work out.
Mm-hmm.
No, she keeps telling you the truth that you refuse to believe.
Yeah.
She does want their marriage to work out. And he do too. But guess what though? I know he trying to get out the marriage because I've heard him talking to his lawyer. Oh, you thought that was the lawyer on the
phone? His brother.
That's what you're talking about. You thought that was his lawyer?
I love it.
Girl.
Stop.
I'm tired of her feeding me all her lies. I got my number changed so I can live in peace with my boyfriend. You're not living in peace with your boyfriend. He live back with his family.
Yes. Yes.
You're not in peace. She just can't call you no more. I've talked to him and FaceTime him, so I know he's not in bed with her. You don't think when that phone rang, he know how to get ghosts and get somewhere and FaceTime? Mm-hmm. What other proof do I need that she's a liar? Okay, now I know this is going to come as a shocker to you.
Completely.
Ready? Hold yourself. What other proof do I need that she's a liar? Could it be that it ain't her that's the liar? Could it possibly be that your boyfriend is a liar? I don't want to complicate things because you throughout this letter tried to justify everything as he said. And I just want to offer you a counter thought. Since you're having a hard time proving that she's a liar, could it be, and I don't want to say this, could it be she telling the truth?
Imagine that.
Sorry. Newsflash. And you so tired of hearing the truth, you've changed your number so you ain't got to face the truth no more. But guess what? You've changed your number so you can live in peace with your boyfriend, but your boyfriend to move back in that house. Lady.
With his wife.
I don't know how many more. You know what Judge Lynn Toler said on my talk show one time?
What?
Women, she said two things. Don't let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you. And women should stop collecting red flags.
Yes.
Stop picking them up, putting them in the trunk of your car, driving around with them.
Yeah.
Red flags should stay in the ground. When you see the red flag, turn your car around. Quit picking them up, putting them in the trunk. Come on, don't want to see no damn red flag here. Congratulations.
Learned.
Any questions? Anybody?
No.
I just want to know where this woman is, man. And do she have a sister? Because what are these women?
I have a question.
Yes.
Who's the lawyer? Who's he talking to?
Oh, that's his brother.
That's his brother for sure. Uh-huh. That's what I thought.
His brother is the lawyer.
Uh-huh. But he's
and
not
his
a lawyer.
Brother is also proof that he was at the casino.
I love this
and
letter.
His brother don't get it. And his brother is also the one that's got the girlfriend moving in. Because I love you, my brother, but boy, I sleep with her, so.
Yeah.
Everybody facing the obvious except the lady that wrote the letter.
Except
the lady. Thank you for writing us, ma'am.
All right.
You don't have a boyfriend, though. No.
No. All right. Listen, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.